Okay, so starting in the first Mishnah in Sukkah. All right, who wants to read? Go ahead. Okay, so first you have Sukkah Shigavola Malamism. I'm up, Sula reviews Machlokis. Okay, fine. So that's a big Machlokis. As Rash says, the Gemara will explain the Machlokis. So we'll get to that. It's a three-way Machlokis and what the psul of Gevola Malamism is. Okay, we're not going to take it up now. Go ahead.
Rishina Gvoha Asar Tokin.
Okay.
Rishain La Stefanos.
Right.
Vishalosh
Shalosh Stefanos.
Shalosh. Shalosh Stefanos. Vishachamsa Maruba Mitsuasa Psua.
Okay. So Plaim Shah is that what? That Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakhama are arguing on the height, but not on the rest of the Mishnah. So if it's lower than 10 Fachim, or if it doesn't have three walls, or if the sun is greater than the shade, it's psula. All right. So Rashi defers to the Gemara, the explanation of everything in the Mishnah except for the last case. Right. Go ahead. So what does Rashi say?
V'shechamsa meruva mitzvasa hamuat batal barov.
Hamuat batal barov. Interesting. The muat is batal barov. So what do you have here? You have rov, sun. Plaim Shah is saying that what? You have rov, sun, and the miut of shade. So the muat is batal in the rov. Varehu kimisha eino. It's like it doesn't exist. Right, go ahead.
Yoshim Haskach Kriya Suga.
Yeah, so what is that? Is that particular to this last case, or is that going back on everything? But Plaim Shah is going back on everything, because the Mishnah says Hasukah she gavoa, right? Visha'ina gavoa, visha'in law. Everything is referring back to the sukkah. So Rashi says everything that's referring to sukkah really is referring to the schach. Right? Means if the schach is higher than 20, the schach is lower than 10. The schach doesn't have walls, and if the schach doesn't has more sun than shade, right? Okay. Yashem aschach kruya sukkah. Go ahead, you want to say the other way?
I'll hear it
better now. What's the idea of that saying that it's batal barov and it's kimishaino? What is that telling you?
He's saying that the really has to be an energy that provides shade completely. It's not that it has to provide a certain shade of shade.
Okay, good. Doesn't know it's what Rashi's showing you in this last case. Maybe we can bring back your shot. Is he's trying to differentiate the psul of he's differentiating the last psul from the other psulim. Okay, the other psulim is a shear, is a din of a shear. How high can it be? How low can it be? How many walls does it have to have? Okay, but this last case is not a question of how much shade does it need. It needs shade. And it's not a matter of, it's not a problem if there's more sun than shade, that the shear of shade is not enough. That's not called shade. The shade is a bittle of the entire entity of shade. Right? So it could be that it could be that what Johnny was saying originally, what Yehuda was saying, that the Al Shem Aschach, maybe that does apply more to the last case, because he's saying that's the qualitative entity. It's not a question of how much you have to have. You know, it's in the height and in the walls. So you can say once I have my defining entity, now I have questions of its position, what's surrounding it. There are shiurim regarding to that have to do with the accidental features, its height and its and what's enclosing it. But in the ikur davar itself, there's not a question of shir. You have to have the existence of the cheftza. Without the when there's a bittle of the you either have it or you don't have it. It's not a question of shir. On the ikur hadavar, which the whole thing is considered, is called after the schach. That's not a question of shir. It's a question of the presence of the thing or not having the presence of the thing. Could be. We have to think about it. Yeah, no, that's true. He's pointing also to the idea that when it's kosher, it's not a question that you have rove, it's a question of do you have any shade. It's not saying you need a shear of rove shade. You could say you need a shear of the look at the or whatever is whether this is the bottom or the top, we have to see. But you could say you need rove of the area to be shaded. But he's trying to tell you it's not a matter of rove. Not a matter of rove. It's a matter of do I have halachically what's considered to be an entity that creates shade or not. It's either yes or no. It's either yes or no. I either have schach that makes shade or I don't have schach that makes shade. If it's rove, if the Mishnah over here is telling you if it's mostly sun, then I don't have at all an entity of shade. And That's the one thing that's the ikkar of the whole sukkah. That's what defines the whole sukkah. I mean, the shame. When you say the shame is called by the schach, that means that's its defining element, right? In other words, let me just clarify that point. In other words, what is sukkah in general? In a more general sense, what is a sukkah? It's a type of dira, right? Sukkah is a type of dira. So what is it's a certain kind of a dira. But what differentiates those in categorical thinking? You have the basic category, right? And then you have what differentiates the members of the class, right? So the category over here of sukkah is a certain type of a binyan, a certain type of a dira. We'll have to work it out more carefully, but What is it that differentiates this binyan? What gives it its identity apart from the other members of the class of dira? The schach. Okay, so it's called al shem haschach because the schach is the feature that differentiates it, right? Like you call you know, like in classification of animals, so you give a certain biped. Certain you classify and you give names by what the thing what differentiates it from the class. The name itself doesn't incorporate all of the elements. It just highlights what differentiates it from everything else, right? So the ikur of the dira, the ikur of what the type of dira. Is a dira that's nekras al shem schach. Exactly how this, what it means, what the schach does and represents. So we have to think about more, and we get into the machloksim. But therefore, Rashi's saying it's not a matter of shir. It's not like a. It's not a question of how much. It's a question of do I have this kind of a dira or not. If it's chamosam ruv mitzilasa, then I don't have the dira of schach at all. So then, with this approach, you can come back and say that it's dafka on this last case that Rashi says that it's the sukkah is al shem haschach, saying on the thing that gives it its shame, it's not a question. You don't say a shear. There's no idea of a shear in that thing. That is a qualitative concept. What differentiates it itself is not subject to shir, really. It's a qualitative idea. Okay? All right. Shlomo, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran is very interesting. It's very interesting. I'm always interested to see how a Rishon learns a Rishon. And the liberties that they take Okay, not to give license to us, but okay. So the Ran is bothered. Right? Because Rashi says that the muat is batel barov. Barehu kemisheino. Yeah. Velo rotza lomar shehaschach hamuat yehi batel agamri barov hamagula. Veyehei keilu ein shom schach klal. Kmosher isi misha kosov kain. So, I mean, that's the way I thought it meant, right? When you first read it, it sounds like it's talking about the schach. That's a plain shot in the Mishnah. It's talking about the schach. And I mean, without the steerer from the later Mishnah, plain shot over here is talking about the schach, and it means there's more air than schach, right? And when Rashi says the muat is batel barov, he's talking about the schach. So the but the Ran says no. Rashi's not saying the schach is batel in the avir, and it's like you literally have no schach. It's not referring to schach. Why? You must say that. Because over there, the Gemara concludes that our Mishnah is talking about what? The shadow on the ground. When this Mishnah says, Chamosa Meruba Mitzilosa, that's referring to the shadow that's cast on the ground. Right? There's less shade on the ground than there is sunlight. Correct? Oval im lamala, hamesucha famagula ki adadi ninu, kizuzumilel, kistromilotachas. Because the implication of this Mishnah is what? That if they're even, it's kosher. If they're even, it's kshera, because it says it's only psula, because the sun is greater than the shade. But if they were even, it would be kshera. That's the implication, right? But the Gemara is clear over there that idea of being even of shoven is kshera is dafka on the milamata, because if it was shoven milamala, then you'd have a lot more sun on the ground. Right? What's that? What's the scientific term for that? Diffraction? Yep. And the what? Okay, so due to the wave nature of light, it would bend around the schach and create more sun than shade. So the Mishnah. So when the Mishnah says the chamosa is meruba, it's talking about the tzel. It's talking about the bottom, milamata. So therefore, when Rashi is referring to the bittel, he's also referring to the tzel. That's how he's learning. Right? Yeah. V'kevan d'chi adadi ninhu ein kan muat shi'yavatel l'gabi ha'meruba. Right? So all you need to be kosher is what? What do you need there? What do you need to be kosher? Technically speaking, what do you need to be kosher? What do you need in order for the sukkah to be kshera?
Shade.
No?
You go on the bottom?
Shade!
Shade.
Right? You just need to reach the point where I can say shade exists and is not batel. Do I care that there's avir there too? Doesn't bother me one bit. Right? I'm not concerned about the fact that there's avir. All I care about is I don't care about the sun being there. I need shade to be there. The only thing is, if the shade is smaller than the sun, then we say there's a bittel of the shade, right? But if they're kiadadi ninu, that's fine, because I have shade, right? We're not discriminating against sun. We're not discriminating against the chama. It's just has to be shade. They could live side by side. Okay. Yeah. V'kevan d'chiyadadi ninu ein kan muat shivatel gabiam ruba ela mitzilosa delamata koma shi v'tela legabi chamosa shihimu ruba himena. So Rashi is referring to the tzel on the bottom. The afa got now. So it comes out that what? That according to this Mishnah, the Ran is giving us a preview, right? How the Gemara finally interprets the Mishnah. would have been nice for Rashi to do that too, but okay. So it's referring to what, again? The shade and the sun on the ground, right? And if the ground, if there's more sun than shade on the ground, then there's a bittle of the tzel, right? And it's kamisha eino, yeah. But ki adadi, it's fine, yeah. Yeah. Now, so what does that imply? Now, so now that Ron brings up a powerful problem, a very important question. He says, "The afal gav the Rebbe Yehuda lo boi sheyehaschach meitzel tachtov." So this implies that where do you know? When do you let's put this way. This implies that where does shade exist? It exists only when it casts a shadow on the ground, right? When we say that there means we need there to be tzel. And when do we, and how do we judge if there's tzel? We have to look at what shadow is actually cast on the ground. Okay? So he says, but that raises an interesting problem. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, and if you learn through some of the shittas in the first Amud over there, it comes out that if the schach is very high, right, the schach is up very high, over 20 amos, which Rabbi Yehuda says is fine. The Gemara says the schach actually casts no shadow on the ground. Okay? If you're thinking about 12 o'clock in the afternoon, it's a good question. Okay? But the Gemara says that the schach that's higher than 20 amos doesn't cast a shadow on the space below anymore, right? So if that's the case, there's never shade according to Rabbi Yehuda. You're not going to have shade at all, because the shade is measured by how it affects the bottom, and there's never shade on the ground. Let's put it this way, or let's reverse it. If Rabbi Yehuda holds, if Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about the shade on the ground, so why should there be this shear of theoretically how much shade would be on the ground? Right, he doesn't care about shade at all. I understand if you hold, you have to be in the tzel of the schach. So then you need an entity of shade. Then you need tzel on the ground. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says, you don't have to be in the tail of the schach at all. So who cares? Who cares what's going on the ground? Let it be even on the top and enough. Right? And how do you know that Rabbi Yehuda also holds that they need tail on the ground? That's what we said before. He says, because they're only arguing on the ratio. They're not arguing on the sefer. Right? The sefer, the masis, and divrei akoli. Afilu hachi. Boy mia shehe meitzal v'chol shechamosa mu mitziloso ein kan tzel. Interesting, Ron. What's he saying over here? Right, he's saying don't mistake Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that there's a difference between. Okay, can we define a little more precisely? Let me hear. He's saying you don't have to. Right, what Shmuel is saying is right. You don't have to. He's saying he's differentiating between sitting in the shade and there being shade. Right, differentiating between sitting in the shade. Rabbi Yehuda just says you don't have to sit in the shade. But that doesn't mean that there doesn't have to be shade. But that seems strange, right?
Sounds like he's
the Ron is trying to highlight that there's one thing everybody agrees to, whether you're Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan, according to Rava, Rabbi Zera, or Rava, everybody agrees to one thing.
The ikar is that they're shaved.
That's right.
Rabbi Yehuda goes so far to say that it can come from the walls.
Right.
No. That's not Rabbi Yehuda. No. It's not because it comes from the walls. I didn't understand what you meant. It's not because the shade comes from the walls that Rabbi Yehuda's machshir. That's the Gemara's kasha on. It's not because it comes from the walls. It's because it comes from the walls that the Rabbanim apostle it.
But doesn't that mean if
he doesn't care?
Him,
He doesn't care. Just doesn't bother him.
Okay.
Now, is the Rabbanim, forget about the walls. All the Rabbanim are saying, the Rabbanim saying you dafka have to be in the tzel of the schach, and Rabbi Yehuda says you don't care if you're in the tzel of the schach. Not that you have to be in some tzel, but we don't care if it's from the schach or from the walls.
Okay.
He says we don't care if you're sitting in the tzel of the schach at all. It's irrelevant. Are you under the schach? That's all he cares about. All he cares about, are you sitting under the schach? Yes. And what? And is that a qualified entity of schach? That's all he wants to know. Now, as everybody agrees like this, everybody agrees that what qualifies the schach as good schach is that it produces tzel. You understand? That is the defining, that's the defining feature of schach, that it blocks out sunlight. Okay? And produces shade. All that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are arguing about, that's a definition of the schach itself. You understand? That is what defines it as schach. That's a quality in the entity of the schach itself. It's a secondary question of whether I have to sit in the shade that the schach casts or not. That's a secondary question. You understand? There's two questions here. What is the defining, and what's the defining feature of schach? Something that blocks sunlight. Let's say it blocks sunlight, but never blocks the sunlight that would fall on me. That doesn't make a difference. It still is considered an entity of schach. You understand? That's not a question of the definition. Definitively, that's what Ron is explaining. This measure of does it produce shade is a definitive question. Do I have the heftz of schach? Okay. The machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is different. Is there a halacha that I must sit in the shade that is produced? Or do I just have to sit under schach? Now, how do I know if it's schach? If in a certain way it would produce shade, then it's called schach. But that has nothing to do with where I am. That has nothing to do with me sitting under in that shade. In other words, let's say it's you go to the beach, you have a big umbrella, right? So you'll say, well, it's not a beach umbrella if it doesn't block the sun. But I could be directly under the umbrella and in full sun. Doesn't mean I'm not under the umbrella. If it doesn't block the sun at all, so say, that's not an umbrella, what are you talking about? Right? But if it blocks the sun and I'm under it, I'm technically under an umbrella. Right? Same kind of thing over here. You don't have to go very far for the analogy. So it's the same kind of thing over here. Is it schach? That's the safe of this mishnah. It has nothing to do with the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. What's the measure of the entity of schach? That it casts shade. What does it mean to cast shade? That there's an entity of shade that's not batal. That's what it means to cast shade. Okay? And the Ron is just telling you, don't confuse that issue with the question of whether you're sitting properly under the schach or not. That's a second question. We'll get to that when we get to the Gemara. But there's two questions. One is, what is the schach? And then the other question is, how do I have to use it? Do I have to actually enjoy the shade it's casting, or do I just have to be under the entity itself? Whether it's casting a shade on me or not.
How does Rabbi Yehuda measure this?
That's a good question. So I think the Ritva says it's sort of theoretical. Like, at 20, would it... Though it's higher than 20, you'd have to see, like, at 20, what would it do? I think he says lamala. He doesn't say exactly what. For him, it's sort of more...
It's tricky.
You know, yeah, it's a little tricky.
It's not directly analogous to the...
You can't just look down, no. No, maybe the river does say it goes lamala, but that's because there is no shade, physically is no way to look at it. The Gemara says if it's higher than 20, then you just never see the shade on the ground.
Right.
It's not a matter of higher than 20 being not being good for the measurements. The matter of the Gemara is higher than 20. If it's a small sukkah, higher than 20, according to the sheet, is only when it's a small sukkah. So then the shadow will just never hit the ground, so you can never see. So Rabbi Huda is going to have to work out another way of figuring it out. I don't know. I'll have to build the platform and look at the platform and see what it does over there. All right. Anyway. Okay. So now we're going to take a look at that other Gemara on Chaf Beis. But now we know what we're looking into, right? Now we know we're looking into the definition of the Chefetz of Schach. That's what we're looking into. We're not looking into the question of the overall structure of a sukkah. What type of a the hechsher of sukkah in general. Do I have to be in the shade, not in the shade? We're really analyzing the entity, what makes the entity of schach good. Okay, so let's jump to the Gemara. It's the Mishnah on what? Chaf Beis Amud Aleph and the Gemara on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. So the Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph says the opposite, right? Shetzilasa meruva mechamasa is kshera. Right? Go ahead. You want to take the Rashi? The Rashi says you shouldn't ask. We already learned once that what? That if there's more sun than shade, it's psula. Right? And here it's saying what? Here it's saying if the tzeil is more than the chama, it's kshera. No, he's basically saying what? Don't say it's a stira. Einan doma zulzu, they're not the same. But don't say we already learned the shear. We already learned the shear once before. No, they're different. They're talking about different things. Right? Einan doma zulzu de mekashia kashia nadadi kid de raminan lubi gomorrah umashaninan. It's very funny, Rashi. Funny Rashi. Yeah, I understand the way Rashi expresses to us is funny over there. Right? Don't ask this question. Sounding like it's a bad question. Because the Gemara already asked this question.
And answered it.
Okay, so you should ask this question. You just should look at the Gemara for the answer. Okay, so what is the answer?
That's a good one.
Okay, so the question is clear, right? Go ahead. Kia haki adadi psula. That's what the Gemara asks. What's the implication? If the shade is greater than the sun, it's kshera. The implication is that's the limit of when it's kasher, right? The minimal shear of kshera, so, right? Doesn't help to give you shear that's in the middle of the hechsher of the shear of the hechsher. It always gives you the minimal hechsher, right? Okay, so that means to say anything less than rho. Anything less than row of shade is psula, meaning ki adadi should be psula. Go ahead.
Ma'atanam b'idach pirkin v'shechamasa merubah mitzilasa psula. Ki adadi kashera.
Oh, but we learned in the first Mishnah that what is the limit of its psul, up to what point is it psul? It's only psul up to the point where the sun is greater than the shade. But if they're even, it's kshera. So it's a straightforward stira, right? Our Mishnah, the Mishnah in the first parak implies ki adadi is kshera, and this Mishnah implies ki adadi is psula. Right? Go ahead.
Lokasha, kan milamala, kan milamata.
Lokasha, right. Kan milamala, kan milamata. Go ahead, finish it off.
Amar Papa, Haini Damar Yinshi, Kazuza Mila'el, Kiistara Milatakas.
That's just like people say. If it's a Zuza on the top, it's an Istara on the bottom. Okay. That's a Raya, apparently, it's a Raya to this explanation. Okay, so what's Milamala Mamata, Sazi Raji?
Kamilamala Kamilamata. How did I kinan kiada di psula?
Right. So when you made the diuk that ki hadadi psula, that's this Mishnah, right? That's lamala. What does lamala mean?
when you're measuring up.
Go ahead.
Because sheyish being kana lekana kimolei kana.
Right. So that means when you have. You have, let's say you're using like the bamboo, the old bamboo poles, right? So you have just these poles going across, and in between each pole, you have the width of a pole in airspace, right? That's ki hadadi. That's called ki hadadi lamala, meaning in actuality, in the schach itself, it's even schach and even space. Then it's psula. Why?
A few limitsuts on a psula.
Right, even if you could get it perfectly, that's a whole question if it's possible to be mitzamtim or not, but even if you could, it would still be no good. Interesting. Because. Because the problem with this Gemara is, pshat wise, it doesn't say that the schach is. It doesn't say that the avir is. It doesn't say that the schach is maruba ala avir. What is this Gemara saying? What is this saying? It says tzilosim maruba mechamasa is kshera. It doesn't say schach maruba ala avir kshera. Right? It's talking about the sun and the shade. Right? So what does it mean? Has the Mishnah, what does the Gemara say? Has the Gemara answering? No, it's talking about the top. It's really talking about the Kana and the Avir. Right? But it doesn't say Kana and Avir, it says Sail and Chama. Right? So I think Rashi's trying to explain how the Lashon of Sail and Avir and Chama really could be used for Avir and Kana. Right? So he says, the problem is that what? Chamoso means what? Let's see, good. I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. Good. That if you have it even, then the chamasa avir. Right? The son of the avir is what? Is nearest ba'aretz rechova harbe minatzel shel schach. Then the son of the Avir appears on the ground much wider than the shadow of the Schach. So that's our Mishnah, right? Ki Adadi is Pesula. Meaning what? So in other words, Tzilosa means that which produces shade. That's how you have to interpret, right? Tzilosa means the producer of its shade, and the and chamasa is the producer of its chama. Right? That's again, you have to learn this Mishnah. Silasa means the producer of the shade. The producer of the shade has to be greater than the producer of the chama. Right? Okay. Go ahead.
But how did the kinan kiyadadi kshira? Nakachira milamata shechama v'tzel shavin yadua shakanin mechabim min avir.
And when it says in the first Mishnah that it's kasher ki adadi, it's kshera, that's the shear of milamata. Are you looking on the ground, and the actual sun and the actual shade are even? Then you know that what? You know that the kanim on the actual roof have to be greater than the avir. And that's like we say that that's what Rav Papa says. When you have a small hole, right? When you have a hole the size of a zuz, then when the sun shines through it, it appears to be the size of an istra. Meaning the sunlight is greater than the sunlight on the ground is greater than the avir in the above. Yeah. So go ahead. So the question though is, so which one do you need? It's like a self-referencing thing over here, right? So what is the ikker? Is the ikker the schach or is the ikker the tzel? They're saying our Mishnah is telling you what? That if they're even, then it's no good because there's a problem in the tzel. Right? If they're even on top, there's a problem in the tzel. And the first Mishnah is telling you what?
Even on the bottom.
Even on the bottom, then you know you're good because you have more on the top. So which one do we care about? Why don't we just say...
Maybe the first Mishnah says, since you're even on bottom, you're good because you're even on bottom.
That's what Rashi says. Now it could be that he's right. Could be that he's right. And all that Rashi's trying to explain is that it's not a stira. It's not a stira, because, but then you have to take that on faith, that if it's wider on the top, it's really all we care about is, like Rashi says in the first Mishnah, all we care about is an entity of tzel, right? The only thing is, how does this Mishnah, all we care about is an entity of tzel. So that's ki adadi is shoven is kshera, right? That's the first Mishnah. The only thing is, this Mishnah says, ki adadi is psula, right? So how do you work that out? That you work it out by saying that whenever, it's really the tzel that we care about. The only thing is, this Mishnah is giving you another way of measuring. You can measure it from the top or from the bottom. The only thing is, it has to be that it's always true. That, Let me think this through for a minute. It was the harder one is this Mishnah, no? The harder one is this Mishnah, the Mishnah over here. Because this Mishnah is not clear how much greater, how much more do you need on the top to produce even on the bottom?
Because according to this mission,
however much that is, you'll measure the ground.
So then just measure the ground. Yeah. What's the purpose of giving a top shashir on the top? Right, that's what's the purpose of giving a shear on the top? Just say, look at the ground. Unless you're going to say, it's hard to say that a tiny bit over, is that really true? Anything over rove is going to definitely give you shoven milamato? Now, if it's definitely true, even if I only care about the ground, it still is useful to have another way of figuring out what's going on in the ground. I wouldn't object to that. I wouldn't object to the Mishnah giving a. Sometimes it's hard to tell what's going on in the ground. Sometimes the sun is not shining on the ground. Sometimes you can't see where the shade is falling, right? So it gives you an alternative way of measuring. That's fine, but it would have to be. You have to say it always works, right? So we'll continue this question. Take a look at the Tosfos over here. Really, this Tosfos Kiman is really all part of Kizuza. He's just quoting Rashi. Really, all one. Really, it's all one long Tosfos. Khan, I'm sorry. Khan is really just the beginning of the Tosfos. He's all one long quote of Rashi. But let's take a look at Rabbeinu Tam, and then also take a look at the Ran on this. You have to get into a little bit the question of Paritz Ka'omed or Paritz Meruba Omed. All right. This is our derech. We just get into it. We'll slowly get into it, okay?